Thank you for joining us for our Daily Phil devotional. Take a moment to pray and ask God to prepare your heart to hear from Him.
Hi, this is Anna, and I'm bringing your devotional today from Karina. In Philippians 2:14, we're encouraged to do everything without grumbling or arguing, which can feel nearly impossible sometimes. Think about dealing with a demanding boss or being a sleep-deprived parent overwhelmed with messy diapers and endless laundry. It's natural to vent our frustrations, but complaining rarely makes anyone feel better. This attitude can lead to arguments and strain our relationships. Instead, by avoiding grumbling and arguing, we can remain blameless and pure as children of God. So what can we do instead of grumbling and arguing? It starts with cultivating an attitude of gratitude. This means recognizing the good things we have and seeing God as the source of our blessings. Paul challenges us in Colossians 2:6-7 to be overflowing with thankfulness. So then, just as you received Christ Jesus as Lord, continue to live your lives in Him, rooted and built up in Him, strengthened in the faith as you were taught and overflowing with thankfulness. The more we see through the lens of grace, the more thankful we become. Here are some easy ways to cultivate an attitude of gratitude. Number one, keep a gratitude journal. Reflect on God's blessings and write down a couple of things you're grateful for each day. Number two, share your appreciation. Let others know you appreciate them and what they've done. Number three, serve others. Focusing on helping others can make you feel more thankful. Number four, meditate on scripture. Read Bible verses that emphasize gratitude and think about them regularly. By making these simple practices part of your daily routine, you can develop a more grateful heart that aligns with what the Bible teaches. Thanks for listening.
Daily Phil Devotionals is a ministry of Emmanuel Faith Community Church. If you'd like to learn more about our church, read more devotionals, listen to our sermons, or give to our ministries, please visit efcc.org.